The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com for the week ending 10 May 2024. Well, just as a reminder, on the main landing page here, if you want to get to our LinkedIn presence, our X presence, or our YouTube channel, all I have to do is click up here. And of course, members log in here. Also, we are giving a free 30-minute consultation with every new sign up for the premium service. And you can have the consultation, subscribe, go back in the archives, read the last 3 months or so, come up to speed. And then if you decide it's not for you, then you get a full refund, no questions asked. Now, moving on to what I want to talk about this week for the perspective. Dick Allgaier, if you don't know the name Dick Allgaier, you should. Pretty well known in the RV world, been around a while. And he did a recent video, either I think today or yesterday, and he talked about the bankers, the one-party government, and a few other things. Did an excellent job, as I would say almost always does. And what he brought to everyone's attention was that there's some of us out there in, you know, the alt media that talk about, you know, the bankers and the bankers being a problem. I've talked about the bankers being a problem, but it's not the biggest problem. What he pointed out is something that I have too, and perhaps I've not been that clear. I'm not taking it personally from Dick. I just think he made a good point, and I want to emphasize it. So this is from the movie Thrive. In fact, a side note, Foster Gamble just finished our interview for my documentary, silversunrise.tv. You can check that out. I may put it up here on the screen in a moment. But Foster had this in Thrive 1, the first movie, and it talks about the pyramid of power. And you can see the wealth and resources go up to the top of the pyramid, and domination control emanates from the all-seeing eye all the way down. And what you notice is that, you know, we the people, the planet, all living things are at the bottom of the pyramid. And next up from there is government. Government is not nearly as powerful as people think. Most people think government really has a lot of control. Yeah, they do. And, you know, the traffic cops and this and that. But really, when it comes to the ultimate power, how the world's run, they really are just taking orders from above. And of course, what's above is, of course, the corporations. So you learned about that in the movie Network, you know, when during the rant from the TV commentator says, you know, there is no USA and USSR. There's only one. There's only Pfizer. There's Exxon. There's 3M. You know, he talked about all the corporations that are globally governed, basically. These are international corporations, conglomerates that run a lot of it. And coming back down to the government, George Carlin talked about in one of his rants about the choice. You know, you think you have a choice. They're only there to make, you know, the politicians are only there to make you think you have a choice. You don't. They own you. And it goes on from there. I can't repeat it exactly. So the point is that at the top, near the top of the pyramid, is the Bankers Bank, as it's outlined here, called the Bank of International Settlements. That's about as far up the pyramid as we know. But here's the all-seeing eye. So as Dick pointed out, he didn't refer to it in that framework to my memory, but he said there's something above the bank. So, and he also pointed out that banks are pretty much necessary, and he framed it that, you know, bankers aren't going to go down, or I forget the exact terminology. I've often said bankers seldom, if ever, lose. What I'm looking for is reform. If you go and look at what I talked about a couple of months ago, about the Bank of Dave, it's on Netflix and maybe in other channels as well, I don't know. But the Bank of Dave, if you look at that documentary, it talks about a guy in the UK that put up a bank for the local community and how banks could really work. So it's not necessarily the bank, it's the way they're run. Coming back to my point of the all-seeing eye, here in my local community, some time ago, I'm going to guess probably 5 years or so, giving a kind of an impromptu talk with Bix Weir was in town, myself, and this lady brought up the question to me after I gave a quick speech. Bix gave a quick one, and so it was open to Q&A, and she asked me about this pyramid, not Thrive Pyramid, but the Pyramid of Power. And she asked me who I thought was at the top of the pyramid. And did I think it was aliens or run by aliens or partially run by aliens? And I said, I don't know. And I don't. If I know K-N-O-W, and I said, no, the answer is no, it's not, then that would mean that I actually know K-N-O-W, and I do not. And so she also referenced Cliff High in that. And so, you know, is it the Elohim? Is it aliens? Is it Dracos? Is it, you know, I don't know all these iterations on purportedly these different entities that are on the planet. I really have no personal experience. I can't really speak from any authority. I really don't know. But I can't rule it out either. And I think the point is well made that money is a control mechanism, the way it's used. I mean, people can be bought, and you can, you know, buy and blackmail all the Congress critters and most of the Senate, and on it goes through industry, and you're only allowed to get to a certain level unless you're in the club, and all those things that some people take as a conspiracy theory and other people's knows fact, and wherever you lie in between, that's your choice to make. But the point is, and I just wanted to emphasize it, I don't think it's all bankers that run it. I know there's something above it. What it is, I don't know exactly. But what I do know is that it's really, really messed up. And as I've said many, many times, you know, my life's work is to get us back on an honest system, honest monetary system, honest financial system, where we have some integrity. Similar to the Bank of Dave. I mean, Dave's using, you know, the fiat system, but he's doing it in a way that's really equitable to the community and really fair for everyone. And it works very, very well. So it's not necessarily how it's how it's run, not necessarily entity itself. The bank itself is kind of a neutral situation that can be run in a number of ways. It could be run for greed and the good old boys club, or it could be run for the community in a beneficial way for everybody involved. So I just felt that just a shout out. I very, very seldom ever bring other people into my videos. I just think it's more professional to kind of just keep my opinions to myself. But in this case, I haven't been derogatory toward anyone in my view. I know them. I don't know Dick personally. I know Bix personally. But I just thought it was something I wanted to point out, because as much as the banking system could be improved, it's really the bankers or the people or things or entities above the bankers that are calling the shots. And perhaps there are people just under it. Maybe there are people in the Bank of International Settlements that want to do the right thing by everyone, but would be, you know, losing their job and their wealth and their power and their fame and all that stuff if they were to go against the orders from above. So I'm going to leave it there. The markets are certainly very interesting. Gold and silver markets, I've said almost every week, are certainly doing well. And whether or not we hit the summer doldrums or not remains to be determined. And I think we may have a surprise for the summer. Certainly, silver is acting stronger than even I thought it might. We filled a gap on Friday, and then it came back Monday and went up like 80 cents. This is this week I'm speaking of, and it finished the week off fairly strong. So silver's showing a lot of strength. Commitment of traders-wise, I just took a glance at it briefly. It looks like we're kind of at that point where we may be stalling out for a while, but it can be in that kind of a situation for weeks before it actually turns down. So it's not really a good timing device. It's sort of a good barometer to show you what's ahead. It just isn't a great timer. It'll show you a storm ahead, but it doesn't tell you what date. So both gold and silver look like they may be due for some kind of a pullback, but as I said, it could go on for weeks to the upside before anything takes place. We'll have to wait and see. So I'm going to close out there. This is David Morgan of themorganreport.com. I will be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
What if I told you that you could go broke in less than 24 hours? That's how long it took for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to plunge by nearly 22%, losing investors billions overnight. The same happened to the FTX crypto exchange and Terra Luna stablecoin. Both crashed overnight, losing crypto investors billions. You need a strategy that will protect whatever amount of savings you have now. We are going to witness the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred in recorded history, and you must understand the following. You can absolutely go broke in one day. We've been helping subscribers weather this economic mess for years. Now it's time for you to get the same insights. What really happens during a major collapse is that the wealth changes hands. You will actually benefit by looking ahead and knowing exactly how to build and preserve your wealth. Putting just 10% or 20% of your wealth into our approach could make all the difference in your financial security and peace of mind over the next few years. Discover the Morgan Report today. Visit our site at themorganreport.com.